Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. This is episode 3 of Flex Your Thoughts. I'm your host, Michael Smith. And first and foremost, I want to say thank you for listening. We have a long way to go, and it looks like what I'm saying is coming off informal. And hopefully in the process, we'll just build more people listening, and eventually we'll have a dialogue going. So things are going on the up and up, and it's truly appreciated. Like I said, my name is Michael Smith. You can follow me on Instagram at FlexUpMike. Also, the same thing on Twitter, FlexUpMike. And you can also follow our page at _FlexUp. That's our main handle for the business, which is _FlexUp. That's both on Instagram and Twitter. So I wanted to talk about the set dates. It looks like we're going to shoot for every Wednesday to do the actual podcast. So look out as the time go on that we'll send out every Wednesday sometime during the day for the podcast. So today is the 9th. So it'll be going out today, and then going forth from there every Wednesday, the actual podcast will come out. We're still debating the actual duration of the actual podcast. I'm saying about maybe 15 minutes. I talked to my partner. So he's talking about maybe 30 minutes. So maybe no more than 30 minutes. It just depends on what the actual subject is for that day. Updates going on with FlexUp. We're still developing the website. We're having a very new update coming up very soon. We'll be celebrating Valentine's or anything like that. So make sure to look out for ads coming out for that very soon. And in regards to my voice, I'm actually still trying to figure out what my actual, I guess, quote unquote, podcast radio voice is. So, and I think as time goes along, I'll find it. But in the meantime, this is the voice that you're listening to. Nice and soothing. And if you need to wine and dine, you can actually lay down and listen to it while you go to sleep. So in time, I'll actually find my voice and we'll go from there. But I guess that just comes with experience and understanding the flow of how podcasts and radio works and same things like that. But just to give a quick synopsis from last week, we were talking about milk and what was bad about it, what was good about it, and why you shouldn't really drink milk. And some of the aspects of milk that you can get from it is calcium and vitamin D. But there are great alternatives where you can actually find calcium and vitamin D. For instance, with calcium, you can get calcium from sesame seeds, almonds, any type of nuts, and dark leafy greens. Now, with vitamin D, you have the best source of vitamin D that you can get, and that's from the sun. So get out, absorb the sun, use that to actually be more a nutritional aspect to your body, and try to eat more dark leafy greens and calcium. For calcium, and you can get that from seeds. So let's go into the actual alternatives for milk. Now, the 5 alternatives that we have is almond milk, coconut milk, hemp milk, rice milk, and cashew milk. Now, these are all going to be very brief, but still, you're going to get the reason why these are better alternatives than actual milk. So let's start with almond milk. Since almonds are a great plant-based dietary source of calcium, they are an ideal healthy milk alternative. Almonds are also high in other essential minerals such as iron and magnesium. Now, for me, almond is probably one of my favorite nuts to actually include into my foods. I try not to eat a whole lot of it, but I still try to eat a good portion that's still beneficial, you know, to my diet. Next is coconut milk. Now, coconut milk, I'm still trying to get used to it. However, it is a great source for saturated fats and different other type of fatty acids that are actually beneficial to your body. Now, there's a whole nother thing about the myths about fat and how fat is actually beneficial for you instead of actually negative for you. We were taught being grown up that fats were very bad for you. The more fats you eat, the worse it gets. But in reality, fats are a very good source for your body. Your body needs fats in order to actually function properly. So in another podcast, we'll go more into that. But we're going to keep everything brief for today. Now, we have hemp milk. Also, you can get hemp seeds from that as well. But hemp makes another great alternative to dairy. It's extremely rich in plant-based protein, omega-3 essential fatty acids, and omega-3s aid in digestive health and aren't found in cow's milk. So that's a very great aspect of that. You can also find omega-3s in different fish as well, depending on your type of diet. Whether you're a pescatarian or you enjoy seafood, you can get your essential omega-3s from fish. Now, let's talk about rice milk. Rice milk is an ideal alternative for those who are sensitive to cow's milk and nuts. While it's lower in protein than nut milk, it still offers plenty of B vitamins and minerals such as selenium and manganese. Now, last but not least is cashew milk. Now, we actually have two nut milks, which is the almond and cashew. So cashews are a good source of healthy fats and plant-based protein and are high in minerals, magnesium, and potassium, which are needed to have a good cardiovascular health. So those are the five alternatives I would recommend for milk if you are looking to change your diet. Since we talked in episode 2 and episode 1, you can actually use milk to actually mend China. I would definitely recommend these all five alternatives. And let me know what you think. If you go, hit me on my handles, wherever it's on Instagram or Twitter. Let me know what you think from the five alternatives that we actually provided for you today. Now, one thing that you need to avoid when looking at alternatives are artificial flavors. Those are like, if you see things where it says natural flavors and different ingredients and stuff, those are actually artificial flavors, which are actually very, very bad for you. Make sure to look out for artificial sweeteners as well. Now, you have this another thing called carrageenan. This is a polysaccharide that can cause inflammation in the digestive tract. So when you're looking at certain alternative milks, make sure you look at the nutrition facts about it. And if you see these things, do not buy and consume the product. Last but not least is the added sugar. Now, in another podcast, it's amazing about in this one milk, we've discovered maybe 3 or 4 podcasts that we can actually do, that we can dive about sugar. We're gonna dive about whey and casein, and we're also gonna dive a little bit more about amino acids too. But growing up, you're taught that salt is the actual crook, where in reality, sugar is the number one actual enemy to our bodies. Now, you can get natural sugars, which is from fruits and stuff, but all the artificial sugars, like the cane sugars and things like that, in the long run, they just do a horrible damage to your body. Now, briefly, we're going to talk about the next thing, which is actually amino acids, very briefly, because I actually want to focus a podcast on this one specific subject. There's around maybe 20 or 21 different type of amino acids that are very essential to our bodies, and I want to explore that more. And maybe once we get past this series, I think we'll probably talk about sugars first, then we'll talk about the protein, whey protein. Then the next we'll talk about amino acids. I still got to figure that out, but we're definitely going to tackle amino acids. Now, amino acids are organic compounds that combine to form proteins. Amino acids and proteins are the building blocks of life. When proteins are digested or broken down, amino acids are left, and the human body uses amino acids to make protein to help the body grow. Now, what I also want to do is I want to actually create maybe like a supplement that actually has all of the essential things we need to grow. Now, it's not necessarily going to be a protein powder. It may be like a, supplement that is both vegan friendly and, you know, you can take it after the workout or right before you go to sleep, or you can mix it with a shake or anything like that. I want to develop a actual powder or even a drink that just gives you everything the human body needs. You don't need to get the whey. You don't need to get the casein. So this is probably something that I'll be developing over the next year. And once I actually know what I want to do, I'll share with you guys what we've developed and what you can buy. So, you know, you have the chemical aspect to it, with it, then you have the testing aspect. And once we know for sure that we have the great product, then we'll send it out. But this, doing this research about this, just milk in itself has just inspired me to dive into this a little bit more and find and provide the best alternative for people that are not only people that work out a lot, but just something that you can just add to your daily life. Like, is, I want it to almost be like a one a day. So if we can develop that and provide that to you, you guys, you know, that'd be wonderful. So that's pretty much it for today. Next podcast, we're going to dive into ketchup and vinegar. And then the episode after that, I want to do an episode based on beer. Beer is something that I do love to consume. However, you can use beer to clean jewelry. Now, I got to figure out, you know, why, you know, what's in beer that makes you do that and why we consume it. But that's on another podcast. So thank you for listening. Again, this is Michael Smith. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at FlexUpMike. Also, please follow us on our main page, which is _FlexUp. FlexUp is spelled FLXUP. That's both on Instagram and Twitter. Like us on our fan base page on Facebook. And go to our website, www.flexup.com. Thanks again for listening. Take care.